Well, within 6 weeks, Hajj will be upon us, inshallah. And those have received the invitation from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are preparing for their departure to the blessed lands to fulfill this pillar of faith. The head of Sahuk, Hafiz Muaz Castro, joins us this morning to give us the latest updates ahead of the departure of the first batch of Huffaz, or rather of Hujjaj for the Holy Lands. Hafiz Muaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana, and to the listeners of Radio Islam. I trust you're all doing well today.
Alhamdulillah. So we understand the first group of the Sauk Hajj mission team have arrived in the kingdom, have settled down.
Alhamdulillah, they arrived yesterday morning. It took them a while to get settled with difficulty and challenges with regards to obtaining cars for the mission team. And inshallah, this morning they will be performing the Umrah, inshallah. And the team will then split between Medina, Mecca and Jeddah in awaiting the arrival of the Hujjaj, as we need to also prepare to clear the medication in Madinatul Munawwara, as well as set up the clinic for the first Hujjaj. We will be arriving, inshallah, on the 8th of May at about 10 to 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. So just briefly tell our listeners how many members will make up the mission team and what would be the responsibilities and the services that they would be rendering for the Hujjaj.
Alhamdulillah, we've got a contingency of 34 members. From there, 13 have to be medical, which is doctors and nurses, as per the requirements of the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah. The balance will be field mission workers. So the doctors and nurses have to facilitate the primary healthcare facility for our Hujjaj in Madinatul Munawwara. That clinic will be open from the 1st of Dhul-Qa'dah until the end of Dhul-Qa'dah in Madinatul Munawwara. Then we'll have another team in Makkatul Mukarramah that will be open from the 12th of Dhul-Qa'dah until the end of Dhul-Qa'dah. And then a third team of doctors and nurses will be in operation from the 25th of Dhul-Qa'dah until the days of Hajj in Azizia. So the medical team and the nurses, we will have the operational hours. They open 7 days a week. Inshallah, later on today, we will be publishing the operating hours for our clinic. Yesterday, we published the various locations in Azizia, Mecca and Medina of our clinics. And then the field and mission team workers are basically field workers on the ground. And their primary duty and responsibility is to ensure they welcome the Hujjaj at the airport, ensure that the Hujjaj gets onto the buses or the private taxis accordingly. Also, they need to ensure there's visibility in the various cities, being Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, as well as Azizia, prior to Hajj, as well as the day of Hajj. And in Mina, they've got a lot of work to do in terms of camp allocation, camp splits. They've got to ensure that the catering company has access to the camps. They provide the necessary arrangements for the doctors, the nurses, the medications they got to carry out, as well as facilitate all the movement of the Hujjaj during the days of Hajj, inshallah.
So the first Hujjaj departed, as you say, on the 8th. We understand there's been several changes in terms of regulations from the Saudi government. What are some of the main changes there?
At this point in time, most of the changes we're finding are on the e-Hajj system, which is the ministry portal. And in the past, operators used to do their payments directly on the e-Hajj system. From this year, they stopped that, wherein all payments that's got to be made for the 5 days of Hajj for the hotel accommodation has got to be done via Sauk. And each country is got to do it via the Hajj mission. So the operators need to pay the funds to Saudi Bank. Saudi then in turn needs to reconcile the payments to ensure that the sufficient funds are transferred. Then the payment must go from Saudi's account to the Ministry of Hajj account. And only then will the payments reflect on the e-Hajj system. Once it reflects on the e-Hajj system and it gets approved, the operators can then start procuring the housing, procuring the 5 days of Hajj. And then the same process goes for the visas. Everything has got to be done collectively as a country rather than individual operators. So the ministry has provided us deadlines from as early as January up till now. We've had very stringent deadlines. And it's not about individual performance, rather about the country performance. So if a country does not perform within the timelines, you cannot move forward to the next step with regards to the different various payments that's got to be done on the e-Hajj system. Alhamdulillah, we have progressed quite well as a country. We haven't really achieved all the deadlines, but we missed it by maybe a few days. Currently, we have completed all the tasks barring the visas. I think 99.9% of the visas for South Africa has been secured. We're only pending two visas for South African citizens from South Africa, and then we've got foreign national visas, allocation to our quota, which is 25.1% of our quota. Those are for foreign nationals residing in South Africa with a South African ID and a permanent residency. Those visas can only be issued once the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Hajj approves them on their portal. Mm-hmm. So we're waiting for basically 27 visas for South Africa to be secured. We're hoping, inshallah, today the two for the South African citizens will be finalized because the deadline is tomorrow. And then the balance of the 25, we have to wait, unfortunately, for the ministry to give approval. Then there's been various changes, more so on, like I said, the EAD system. In terms of in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, everything seems to be going electronic nowadays. I think manual work is out the window. So our mission team themselves have to now facilitate and see what the various changes are going to be in the kingdom. In terms of the medication, in terms of the SEPCO we've got to get for the waste removal in it, in terms of medication, all of that seems to be electronically done by the ministry. And all the various other protocols that we need to follow and adhere to, I'm pretty sure it's all going to be electronically approved nowadays. And we will only see how it unfolds over the next few days as the mission starts rolling out the various sections in terms of service delivery in the kingdom.
Now, in terms of voting very quickly, I mean, those South Africans who stay in the kingdom or those South Africans who will be going for Hajj and won't be here at the time of elections, have arrangements been finalized for their voting?
Yes, we have spoken to the Consulate General in Jeddah. Voting day for all South Africans in the kingdom is the 17th of May. We have put out a notice on social media as well as our WhatsApp channels. Unfortunately, that is the only day for voting. You got to register in South Africa if you're going to be voting in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. You got to complete the online application from the IEC's website, and you got to change your registration voting area to Jeddah, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. The challenge we're going to find is majority, I think if not all the judges who will be traveling during that specific time, are going to be based in Medina. Now, as you be aware, Medina is quite a distance from Jeddah. And during Hajj, you can't just travel freely like you would travel during Umrah. So you need to get permission from the Mu'assasa if you want to travel and go and vote. And that cost will be for your own account. So the embassy or the consulate is available and ready to facilitate any Hujjaj who want to vote. But you will need to make arrangements with the travel operator because there's going to be cost involved as well as special permission in terms of permit to allow you to travel needs to take place prior to the 17th of May.
Finally then, Avisap, is there an expectation that there would be an increase to the quota even at a late hour?
Rana, we're working tirelessly towards trying to achieve an additional quota. We've spoken to the Director General on numerous occasions. We have submitted our requests from as early as November last year. We keep on resubmitting the request. The Director General has informed us that several countries, as much as 16, have already applied and all have been rejected thus far. This year, the ministry has got a portal where you secure your camps online. So, for example, you've got Zone 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We are based in Zone 1 for special services and Zone 4, majority of South Africans. So it's an online system where they can monitor exactly how much availability there is per camp, per zone, per location. And until that exercise is not concluded 100%, where each nationality has secured their camps for the 5 years of age, it's very difficult for the ministry to say, yes, we can afford an additional quota. I believe they should be finalizing it anytime soon. We're hoping and we make dua, inshallah, that they can afford us the opportunity for an additional quota, but time is running out because of this new process where you've got to pay money upfront and it takes about a week or two for the payments to be cleared between South Africa, SAUK's account, SAUK to the ministry. That process can take at least a week minimum. And the later we receive the quota, the more difficult it becomes for us to accept it. Nevertheless, we still got hope. The operators have indicated their willingness to assist in the event we get a quota increase. But it's all about the timing, inshallah. And we will continue in discussions with the ministry to see if we can facilitate it and at what point will we have to turn it down in the event it does come to.
Afsab, shukran so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Keep well, and
wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Hafiz Muaz Kasu, the president of SAHU, giving us an update ahead of the first batch of Hujjaj departing from South Africa later this week.